The Internal Revenue Service is investigating the NAACP to determine if the civil rights organization violated a federal law limiting the political activities of tax-exempt charitable organizations. At issue is a speech delivered by NAACP Chairman Julian Bond last summer that criticized the Bush administration. The NAACP has raised questions about the timing of the probe. The group's chairman, Julian Bond, said the investigation smacks of political intimidation. For its part, the IRS issued a statement saying law enforcement decisions are made without regard to political considerations. Francis Hill is a University of Miami law professor who's also an expert on the political rights of tax-exempt organizations, and she joins us now. Professor Hill, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Under law, what limitations do tax-exempt charitable organizations face in terms of political activity?
Well, 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code says organizations may not participate or intervene in support of or opposition to candidates for public office. What that means, of course, is at the easiest case, they may not endorse a candidate or they may not state their opposition to a candidate. They also may not tilt their activities to one or another candidate. They might not engage surreptitiously in campaigns with a kind of wink and a nod, which is the common way that 501c3s do it. But the one thing that a 501c3 may do is take hard-hitting positions on controversial issues.
Well, Chairman Julian Bond clearly does take some hard-hitting positions on issues, but he also mentions President Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney by name in his speech. Does he cross the line there?
I don't believe he does. As I read Julian Bond's speech, he called the Republicans shameless and the Democrats spineless. So it doesn't seem to me as though he was tilting particularly in the direction of the Democrats.
What likely initiated this complaint?
I am at a loss to say, because I do not recall another instance where the IRS has simply looked at a speech text, taking hard-hitting positions, and triggered an audit. I find this a departure from their usual practice, and I find it a road that we probably don't want to go very far down in tax administration.
IRS Commissioner Mark Everson has strongly denied that this is in any way meant to be an intimidation tactic or that this has anything to do with politics. And he issued a statement saying that career civil servants, not political appointees, make these decisions involving investigations and audits. So the IRS is saying that, you know, despite perceptions, that this is an above-the-board investigation.
I can only hope that, in fact, they have some factual predicate other than the speech for their inquiry. There are many organizations out there this year that are either moving money around for one or the other of the political parties, that are directly endorsing candidates. Perhaps they, too, are being audited. But I have not heard of another case where a speech text of this kind was treated in this way.
Professor Hill, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Frances Hill is a professor of law at the University of Miami. She spoke to us from member station WLRN in Miami.